Welcome to the Love Story Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Green, where we are capturing the magic of every love story. Take one. Click. Welcome to the Love Story Podcast. We have Raylene and Aaron today. So you guys are the what's? The
Johnsons.
The Johnsons. Okay. And so how we became acquainted is through your brother, my son. So Spencer and Jacob are friends.
Yes.
And you had a big family camping gathering a couple summers ago.
Yeah, we do it yearly. It's yes. Camp Cabrew. We just tie the canoes together and float and drink.
That sounds like such a party.
A lazy day.
You should come with this
year. I will definitely come like with this year.
Family. Actually, it's we have like no family that comes actually. Yeah. But no, it was so funny because Spencer's so quiet, and he brought Jacob, and Jacob was the life of the party.
It doesn't shock me that he was the life of the party.
All his singing,
he was singing around the fire, like he was doing his low.
Yes, bass. He's very bassy, super bass.
It was so much fun.
Wow.
Yeah, and then that's when I was like, well, what do your parents do? Like, if you're this fun, your parents have to be fun. And then he told me about you, and I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to like your mom.
Yeah, yeah, because I got a text message that said, Spencer's sister does dog grooming, and she needs poodle experience, so you should hook up with her. And I was like, what a weird and random thing to text me that you're just hanging out. And I'm like, and who is Spencer's sister? And what is she like, this 19-year-old chick who's just like, I'm not going to let her groom my poodle. So, and then, yeah, after then meeting you, I was like, oh, okay, yes, yeah. She's a cool chick.
This all makes sense.
Yes. Makes sense now. Yes, because Spencer was your parents's, would you call that a miracle, late in life baby?
Kind of. So we have different dads. Mom had me when she was 21, so she was younger, and it was pretty much me and her until she met my stepdad, Mike, when I was 4, I think. They got married when I was around 10, and then they were trying for a while, and then she did like, she ended up having endometriosis, so she got that all removed and everything and went through a bunch of stuff. They actually gave up trying. My stepdad was just kind of like, it's fine, like, Raylene is like...
She's okay.
Like, yeah. I'll take her as my daughter or child, and then Spencer happened.
Yeah.
So me and Spencer are 14 years apart, so that was a little awkward a little bit growing up, but...
To have a much younger brother.
Well, everybody thought I was his mom.
Yes.
At 14. Yeah.
Like, which is funny.
Like, I know you were a young mom, at 14, I was like, no, he's not mine.
It's so funny for people to think that Spencer is your child when, like whatever it is, when Jacob and I go out, I'm like, oh, people think I'm your girlfriend. And he's like, I think that all the time. And I'm like, yeah.
Like, that's funny.
People always thought that I was his older sister or his girlfriend now, but.
Oh, yeah. No, I had everybody thinking I was his mom. Even, I think now. Sometimes.
That's so
crazy. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not so much now. Just he's not around as much for
no,
long.
No, we were really
he's
close.
He's 18 and he's got his own life.
But yeah, he's 19.
Is he 19 now?
He's going to be 20.
Oh, gross.
I know. Doesn't that make you feel old?
Yes.
I
yes.
know. Because he was what?
We're all
in kindergarten when we met. Was he in kindergarten?
So yeah. You guys go back quite a ways then.
Yeah, a little bit.
13.
I think we're going on 13 years.
13 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so you would have been, if it would have been 13 years, you would have been, how old were you?
20.
Okay, so you met at 20 years old. Mm-hmm. So studying at the library and your hands grazed each other.
Yep, that's exactly how it
exactly.
went.
Okay.
Actually.
Someone doesn't remember the first time we met. Shocker there.
Well, so we met at a SESU party.
Okay.
And.
School related still.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't in college. He was.
Kind of.
I was just went to the place.
Neither of us have college degrees, so that doesn't count.
Barely enough, yeah.
The first time I met him, I mean, now I vaguely remember the guy in the corner, but I don't remember, like, actually interacting with him and talking to him.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You were pretty much gone.
I was gone.
Too much studying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, your brain was just so full of your studies.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Or I had a hard day at work and went out drinking after.
Yeah. It's more likely the answer.
So you're the guy in the corner. Did you see her right away and you were like, that's my future wife? Or were you
No.
Just...
No way.
Okay.
No, they came in and me and
my friend Anne were CNAs at the time. And after work, we're
so
like...
So you're in scrubs or are you in
street
clothes?
Yeah, I was in scrubs, I believe, the very first time. And I was like, stop at this.
13 years ago. I don't remember what I had for breakfast.
So I remember we were driving. I'm like, stop at this house. It's a bunch of my friends from high school.
Okay.
There's definitely a party there.
Yes.
There was a party there.
There was. The Ranger House, R.I.P. I'm sure some people would recognize that. Yeah, and so we went, and I guess I met you. And then we went on our ways. And then they had another party. I remember my buddy messaged me and said, just come down. It's not a crazy party. Like, I'm like, I'm in my pajamas.
Yeah.
We were just sitting around in the living room. They had
typical
party house. They had like four couches just in a circle. Yeah,
circle.
Typical college.
So I told him, I said, I'm in my pajamas. And he's like, yeah, come. It's not that crazy party.
Which at this age now, it would be an immediate like, I'm in my pajamas. I'm not even answering my phone. Like, I'm not even texting out a reply of like, I'm in my pajamas.
Well, I think that was after work, and I probably felt like I wanted to party, but then I got my pajamas on and then was like, no, I'm not going.
Yeah.
One, luckily I did, because that's the first time I remember meeting you. So it worked out.
Yeah.
How then were you affiliated with the people at the party?
Basically, one of my friends was friends with...
My friends with from Stock Rapids. From Stock Rapids.
Okay.
Because I went to Cathedral, so...
Yeah, he's a Cathedral boy.
Okay. Yeah. A good Cathedral boy, of course. Yeah.
And so...
No college degree. No. That really worked out for me.
Yeah.
Well, we're successful in our own ways. But, yeah, so we went there, and I remember all the guys, too, being like... And you know Aaron. And I'm like, no, I don't know him.
Why do you think I know him?
And then I don't know what you did. I remember you just waving, like, yeah, hi.
Yep.
So.
But I remember seeing you.
Yeah, I remember meeting
you. You probably don't remember me.
Yeah, I didn't. That was the first time.
And you laid eyes on him, sober eyes on him for the first time, and you were like, auga.
A little.
I was definitely not her type.
No, he was not my type. It was actually, he had... At the time, had a, what is that called, a goatee. And then the sideburns, and cowboy boots. And I remember, being from the Iron Range, nobody wore cowboy boots.
Yeah.
And so, I remember thinking he was older than us for some reason. And
who's hanging out with the narc that, like...
Kinda. I don't know. And then I remember we went outside, or you came outside... And there was a red truck there. And I'm like, whose red truck is that?
More than I do, then.
Yeah. I remember being like, whose red truck is that? And he's like, oh, it's mine. And then I was kind of like, ooh. Like, maybe I do like cowboy boots.
So red trucks. Over here.
Yeah. But that's not,
Was it like a cherry red or was it like a burgundy red?
A cherry.
Oh, so it's like a sexy red truck. And you walk out and you were like, I'm sorry. Who owns the truck? Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, the owner of the truck was Raylene's future husband, regardless of who it was.
Didn't matter if it was me or someone else.
Some chick in the back is like, it's mine. Raylene's like, buckle up, baby.
Yeah. No, I think that was that. And then another buddy who had really cool parents. I always told that buddy I was going to marry him for his parents.
Yeah.
But
he was part of that friend group.
He was. Well, him and his parents had a bonfire and we invited us all there. And I think that's when I really, like, we really sat down and talked. Because we realized we didn't live far from each other.
Yeah, because you were living in Sartell with your parents. I was renting in Sartell.
I had to move back in with my mom. So, and I remember you giving me a ride home that night.
So this is how long after the
yeah, it was in, like, April-ish.
April-ish.
It was warm.
Yeah, because we're having a bonfire. Yeah.
Okay. But so sexy red truck, cowboy boots and goatee guy, and you're like, okay, maybe.
Yeah. But I remember, that party, that bonfire is when we really sat down and talked, and I was like, oh, I do kind of like this guy. And I went through a ringer of not so good guys.
Because when you shop your type, you get the same thing over and over again.
Exactly. And I remember my mom kept teasing me that I needed to find a good Catholic boy.
Oh, well.
And so then when I met
you to go to the party, I picked him out.
Yeah. And I thought it was funny because I do remember then saying my mom, like, oh, I met a Catholic boy. And she's like, good for you. And we're not religious. Like, she was just saying
we're not religious. What are you talking about?
But, like, he grew up very Catholic.
Yes.
So, but yeah. So that's that, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. So you sit down, you're talking, and you're like, okay, you're starry eyes, and you're just like, this is the one for me. How long after you guys started dating after this? Like, did you start dating the night of the bonfire, or was it like...
I would say no.
No, because I think we... Didn't we go bowling with all the people from the first party?
That's a really good question.
We went bowling, and he offered to drive me since we live so close.
Yes, together. You are correct.
Yes, there you go, babe. And I remember, I think that's when sparks.
You are right.
Yes.
Yes. Just keep saying that.
Yeah. And so I think that's when, like, sparks really fly a little so bit.
Was that kind of your, like, you were like, ooh, I'm going to ask her to take a ride? Because I know the cherry red pickup truck is going to, like, seal the deal.
I don't think I knew that at the time.
I don't think you did.
I don't think Jim really told me that till after we were dating.
Yeah. I think we met, like, sometime in end of March, April-ish. And then on Facebook, it said we became Facebook official May 1st. Mm-hmm. So I always say that's our dating anniversary.
Yes. Yes.
Which a lot of people make fun of me when I post it on Facebook. But I'm like, that's kind of a big deal. A lot of people don't last that long.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it's a dating anniversary is serious. And going Facebook official is serious, too. And then to
especially
have gone
back in the day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and sure. To have now moved from, like, Facebook official to then, like, you were dating and then now to be married and living your life. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, we're old.
We're not that old.
You're not that old. I'm old. Yeah. I'm the oldest one in the room, I think.
Just think so how long ago that was. It feels like forever.
Yeah, a little bit. But at the same time, it kind of feels like it was yesterday. A little bit.
Yeah. Until you start hanging out with kids that are 20 years old and you're oh my God, I am leaps and bounds away from these kids.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, I look, Spencer's going to be 20. We were 20 when we
Could you imagine? Like, I mean.
Yeah, I was on my own in my own.
Yeah. It's kids are different these days.
Well, yeah, I think Spencer's going to be 20 and I bought my first house at 21.
Yeah. But wow. I will say the economy was way different than
things are different.
That's
yes.
true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're living on your own in an apartment when you guys start dating.
I was renting a basement.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And so then that would have been at 20. So then about a year later, you said you bought a house?
Yeah, because my landlord, I guess, he lived upstairs. He was super cool. He was actually in our
He was an usher in our wedding. Oh. And we still talk to him. We groom his dog.
Yeah.
So.
He was, I guess, settling down at the time.
His
I don't know.
Girlfriend was going to move in. And yeah. I mean, he was nice and was just like, you guys got to go.
Yeah,
but, like, nice about it.
He didn't, like, rush us out, but he was like, no.
Oh, I didn't live with you, though. But, it was him and his brother actually were renting the basement.
And my brother was the one that actually knew him because they worked together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, he was kind of like, I want the whole house back.
Yeah,
I'm not,
let's
like,
get the weirdos out of the basement.
Yeah, I'm not, like, rushing you guys out, but, like, you know, sooner than later type of deal, you know? So.
Yeah.
I was like, I was going to go rent an apartment, and I was kind of like, this is stupid. Why would I spend the same amount of money more on an apartment than I can on a house mortgage?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't go buy a fancy house or anything either, but it's like, I'm not going to spend $1,000 a month when I could have a $700 a month mortgage.
Exactly,
like,
Well,
I don't know. It just wasn't. So I bought a house, and I moved in on my 21st birthday.
Yeah, we did. Because I always...
And I threw a party.
Yeah.
Of course
you did. Because I remember being like, I mean, I was there. I wasn't 21 yet when he turned 21. I remember being like, you can go to the bar. And he's like, no, I just want to drink in my own house.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, good. So I felt like I was taking you from your 21st birthday.
Well, you were drinking soda pop and he was drinking a beer. Yep.
Yeah.
So did you
move
in?
I'm not a bar fly.
Yeah.
No, you're a house party fly.
Yeah.
A bonfire fly.
Yeah.
So you bought the house in September. I think it was a good year or so before I moved in. I mean, I was there all the time.
Of course.
And he had a puppy. I was there for the puppy a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the red pickup truck and the puppy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
What kind of dog?
That's all it takes, I guess.
Yeah.
That was Champ. He was our American Bulldog. He was, there from day one. He just passed this April.
Yeah.
He was the ring bearer in our wedding. Aww. He was in our engagement photos. He was part of the birth announcements and everything of our boys. He was definitely our first baby. We loved that dog.
Mm-hmm.
We still do.
Yeah.
Yeah. We still blame the farts on him, even though he's not there. in our house.
We blame a lot of stuff on him, even though he's not there.
Yeah, we do. And Huxley, our 5-year-old, will do it too, so that's kind of funny.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Okay, so you move into the house, and you guys are just, like, living your life. You've got the dog, you've got the house, you've got everything. At what point are you like, oh, I think this is, like, the one?
At first, I wasn't sure. I remember trying to break up with him, I think even before he bought his house. just because he was such a good kid.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I hate to say that.
And you
like,
clearly were not.
And I wasn't. I wanted to party and stuff, and he wanted to get his life straight. And I don't know, but then
that
I...
That didn't happen. I'm 33 and still don't have it right.
No, I don't know. Something told me to not break up with you. And then this jerk...
It was him crying at your doorstep. No. Please don't break up with
me. Well, kind of. Well, and then this jerk broke up with me a week before our one-year anniversary. 1 year dating anniversary. And I was accepting.
Yeah, because like, you were okay. Like, I've been trying to do this for a while, so this is good.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, it wasn't meant to be. Like, that's fine. And I had to say goodbye to our dog.
Of course.
Which was devastating.
Yeah, the hard part.
Yeah, exactly. And the truck.
Yes.
Yes. And then a week later, he called crying me back. And so I took him back. I was like, okay. Then a week later, he broke up with me again.
It was a rough patch. Okay?
I like the Rocky Road story. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yes, of course, because you have to. Yeah. There, at that age, it's like if there's not drama, if there's not this like constant roller coaster of emotions, what are we doing?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
Know?
This is boring.
Yes. Exactly. Someone who shows up consistently in my life and isn't trying to cause problems, pass.
I know. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I would agree because my past relationships are all drama. So.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. There was that, and then a month later. He called begging for me back, and I said he had to prove it to me, because we're not in high school. I'm not playing these games. I don't know. I think when I already accepted I was going to take you back, I worked it out a little more, because he was bringing me, like, supper to work, and he was really doting
putting
on me.
In work.
He was really, yeah. And I think it was, like, it was around 4th of July he got me a promise ring, aww. Which I know a lot of people think that's tacky, but...
Isn't that, like, a Catholic thing, like, the promise ring, right?
I don't it's, think so.
It's...
Well, I don't know.
Oh, no,
I'm
that's
Catholic and I don't
wear,
know that.
You wear it when you're saving yourself for Jesus, that's right, never mind.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, yeah.
We weren't doing that. So, yeah, he got me a promise ring, and I guess that was, like, okay.
What finger did you wear it on?
I wore it on
the
ring finger.
Yeah.
She still does.
Well, yeah, because it's actually my wedding ring is my promise ring. He just put a bigger diamond in it. So when we first got it, it was a flat diamond. And
yeah.
So, yeah. So this ring has kind of been there through most of it all. Yeah.
Through the ringer, some might say.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't laugh at that. That was cheesy. So you now, on your side of things, you're like, yeah, I got to end this relationship. I got to break up with her. Why? Like, was it just like,
Honestly, I don't really know. I think
just
I just
for the
was,
drama of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I just had a lot of stuff in my past relationships, and this one was going too good, probably.
Yeah.
I was like, something needs to happen.
Yeah.
I don't
Let
know. I think part of it, too, is maybe I just needed to be sure, I guess. I don't know.
That's what you told me when it all
happened. Like, I needed time away to realize that I didn't want to be away, I guess.
Yeah. A couple of times. Yeah. You're already familiar with the way the Love Story podcast operates. However, there are some stories that can't be told on the Love Story that need to be told after dark. So we started Love Story After Dark, a podcast that you can get bonus content on Patreon. There's all sorts of bonus content that you can find on Patreon, audio, video, special swag, all kinds of stuff. So if you're looking at just wanting to get the audio of the Love Story After Dark, that's $5 a month. If you want to get audio and video, $10 a month. If you want to be a part of the sticker club and get exclusive sticker swag, that's $25 a month. And for $50 a month, you can get the elite bonus merch. However, you don't have to pay any money to just get exclusive clips from any of our After Dark episodes. Get yourself added to the email list so you can get notifications for when new content drops for the Love Story podcast After Dark. Welcome to Green Thumb Etc., home of custom furniture upholstery, designer floral, and exclusive giftware. Do you need to find a gift for that crazy aunt that has everything? You'll find it at Green Thumb. Do you have grandma's old chair that nobody wants anymore, but you just don't have a heart to throw away? I can upholster it for you. Or do you need flowers for someone to say, I'm sorry, or to say, I love you? You can find that here too. Come on down to the corner of 7th and St. Germain in downtown St. Cloud, and you can shop to your weirdo heart's content. Find us online at greenthumbetc.com, Facebook or Instagram at greenthumbetc. This would be early 20s then still, so you got the house, you got the dog, you've got the roller coaster relationship, you're back together, okay? You had dropped out of college at some point.
Yeah, probably before we got together.
Before you even got your house.
Oh.
No, you started taking college classes. Because I remember...
It had to be in my 20s because I only took like 2 years.
Yeah. Sure.
No, it was before you bought your house because I remember being in the basement of the other house where you're like, I just don't know.
I hate school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I work in construction now, so I hate school. Yeah. I just can't, I can't sit in a classroom. That's all there is to it.
Well, at the time, we didn't really, I mean, I didn't either. We didn't really know what we truly wanted to do either, so...
I went to school for something that I didn't end up using anything for. I went to school for 3 years to get a degree, didn't get a degree, stopped doing that, and then went and got a diploma in floral design. So it's like all of these things where you feel like, I didn't take that track. I only took a couple years and I dropped out, you know, like whatever, where you're just like, I never went to college, whatever. And you feel like, so like, I didn't do anything with my life at the time, but now it's like, who cares? Like,
oh my God, 100%.
Yeah.
That event's part. I would have wouldn't have went to college at all. Exactly. What I did now.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. And then same thing.
I would have got 2 years of my life back and probably be 2 years farther ahead of where I am now.
Yes.
Probably be farther ahead because things would have been so much better.
Well, that and we're still paying on those stupid student loans.
Isn't it crazy?
That's what makes me mad.
Yeah. But then it's you know, that's the plight of the millennial. So.
Yeah.
But then, and now you do the mobile dog grooming, which we can, that I'm sure is somewhere later along in the story because you weren't just right out of the gate CNA to mobile dog groomer.
No.
So you're like, I'm sure about this one. She's the one. I took some time away, dipped my toe back in, took more time away, then jumped head first.
Okay.
She's the one. And you're like, okay, I'm going to make you work for it. Prove it to me. Did you have to move back into the house?
Well, I didn't live with him.
Oh, okay. So then now you were like.
Well, I went to cosmetology school and then. Me and my mom got in a fight, and she will say that she didn't kick me out of the house, but...
They always say that.
Yeah. I felt like I was getting kicked out of the house, and I remember I was in school, and him and his buddy went into my parents' house, loaded up my stuff. I've been with him, living with him ever since, I guess.
Yeah, I would say yeah.
At this point, he's like, I can't kick you out anymore. Like, this relationship has to keep...
Like, we weren't engaged, but I think we were talking about...
And you had the promise ring.
I had the promise ring and everything. I think we were talking about, like, possible marriage. Yeah. So I think we knew we were 90% sure we were going to get married.
Yeah. Anything could happen. We were 90%
sure we were meant to be together.
Yeah.
Still, even, you know, there's some wiggle room there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're living together. Do you still have that house or did... Okay, no, so you sold that a while ago? Okay. So you're living together, you're doing the thing, 90% sure you're going to get married. How long passes from promise ring to engagement ring?
We got engaged in 2014?
Yes.
Because so it was a year after that we got married.
Yeah, so you probably gave me the promise ring in 2013. Was it really only a year? Maybe.
Jesus.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
So how did you propose?
I will say his proposal was awesome. It was amazing. You tell them.
Me?
Well, you explain what Hansen Fest is.
So my aunt and uncle always have a huge party every year in September.
They used to. Now they don't.
Yeah, they used to.
Back in the day.
It started with my uncle's 50th, and they used to get a band every year, and just they have a big field.
I mean, they would have like 100 people.
Wow.
It was like a mini
Wee Fest.
Like that's a what mini, I mini Wee Fest, I would everybody. Say.
Okay.
They usually got like a small band.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
A bar band that they would do, and they...
Like 1 year, the band canceled at the last minute, and so they just had whoever could play or sing just go up there and... Wing it, and that was fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that year, you and my mom knew you were proposing to me.
Yeah, well, my parents knew, too.
Yeah.
Everybody knew except for you.
Yeah,
and a lot of the people that were there.
I do remember because I wanted my biological dad to just come to this party because I knew he would have so much fun. And he said he couldn't come, and my mom then all of a sudden said, well, I called your dad and said you're really upset, so now he's coming. That's not my mom. To like, you know,
to really push
and then, yourself like
and
that.
I wasn't really upset that he wasn't coming. Well, I was just like, well, you're missing out the party.
Do you have a good relationship with him?
No.
It's up and down.
Yeah.
It's a little flowy.
Yeah, parental relationships are up and down.
Like, growing up, he was there, but it was pretty distant, I would say.
Yeah.
But I feel like as an adult, and now with the kids, he's a really good grandpa and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would say it's going good. But he would back out on a lot of things. Yeah. But that one I wasn't upset that he backed out on.
And your mom was like, Raylene is in tears.
Yeah, yeah.
To get to this
and
part.
I remember telling her, like, I'm not upset. Like, what the heck?
No,
you know?
Like, it's causing a fight between you and your mom.
A little bit.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah, and then my cousin Vicky was going to be there, and, like, all these people are going to be there that year. And I just was like, awesome. Like, we're going to have a fun party. Yeah. But I do remember the night before we went up to Hanson Fest, which is in Motley. I don't know. I said something to him. We were laying in bed with Champ, and I said something like, I was kind of hoping you were going to propose this weekend. And he said, I cannot afford to propose to you. And I was like, okay. And I just, so I think I had an inkling, but that just like.
Yeah, shut it all down. Because he was so chill about it. Absolutely not, Raylene.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah. And then I remember the. So we got there Friday. So Friday night we partied, of course. And I remember saying something to my cousin Vicky. And she looked at me and Aaron, and she is what nailed it. She was like on the coffin, like, he's not doing it. She's like, I didn't think you guys were ready yet. And I mean, she knew he was going to propose. She's like, I didn't know that was your point. Like, you're at that point in your life. And she's like, he will one day, Raylene. It just, you know,
yeah,
like,
calm down.
And I was like, okay, that's fine. So we partied, and then. The next day, they usually have a big beanbag tournament, and yeah, it was, I mean, it was all fun. And then it came to the band started playing, and...
The band always plays, and then usually my uncle would always say something in the middle, like, thanks for coming, and
yeah, and then whatnot, and one thing is, like, that weekend, I would never really even see him.
Uh-huh.
I'd be partying by myself, because he would help his uncle, like, run it, like, keeping the fireplaces going and setting up the stage, and he helped out with that event a lot. So, anyway, we were all up watching the band, and then, I don't know, they went on a little break, and my dad, who, he didn't know Aaron was proposing, and he was the one that my mom said I was so upset, and me and him wanted to go take tequila shots.
Uh-huh.
And... Between my mom and my cousin Vicky, they're trying to keep us there because they knew he was going to go on stage. And me and my dad were getting mad.
Because you and your dad are going to go take tequila shots.
Yeah, we wanted to go take a tequila shot. Yes. No one was letting us.
Yeah. Everyone's like, no. Really?
Yeah, you should probably stay here.
Yeah, and
why?
I was.
The tequila's not here.
Like, I do remember thinking, like, Dad, let's just go. Like, I don't know why they're controlling us.
Yeah.
Like, we're not even that drunk.
We
I remember
can't be held
thinking.
Down.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I remember my mom saying, oh, look. There's Aaron. And I'm like,
so?
And then Aaron was, I think your uncle came out or something.
Yeah, he said something first.
Said something, so I thought that my mom was just like, oh, look, there's Aaron.
Because my uncle usually always invited us up on stage, too, to just think.
Thank all the workers that helped put it together. And so then all of a sudden Aaron was up there. I guess I still have the video, but you must have said something. And I went up there and. I
think I asked for you to come up front.
Yes, that was it. And then he did the whole, got on one knee and
proposed.
He just proposed. He didn't say anything sweet, but which is fine. That was a lot. We were in front of how many people?
Oh, yeah. You can't bear your heart out at Hanson Fest. Yeah.
I know. And so he proposed to me, and like all of our family was there. And yeah, it was pretty sweet.
So your knee-jerk reaction, were you, like, he was like, hey, Raylene, can you come forward?
Yeah, and he was on a microphone and stuff.
Okay, and you're like, why, do you have the tequila?
Yeah.
Probably, no. No, I think I knew. I think once I realized he was up there with the microphone, once I saw him.
Because that wasn't normal.
No, no.
Yeah.
And I went, he went up, and I remember.
A lot of tears.
Yeah, and then. When he opened the box, I remember thinking, like, oh, my God, that is the most beautiful ring ever. And it wasn't until, like, 10 minutes later, my mom's like, you know, that's your promise ring.
How did you get the promise ring back?
So I was naughty, and I would take it off sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to tell this story, because I was
not. Well, you lost a stone out of it, didn't you? Or it was loose or something?
You took the stone out.
That's right. I took the ring when she had it off, and I took it in and had him take a stone out.
Uh-huh.
The jeweler, and then I brought it back. And then when she...
I just
waited for her to find out that it was that it was missing.
And I wasn't noticing. And I remember we were sitting on the couch, and you're like, oh my gosh, babe, you're missing a diamond. And I'm like, oh, shoot. And I was a cosmetologist at the time.
It's probably
like,
in someone's hair.
Kind of. Or it's in the sink drain.
Yeah,
and he was like, you know, I'll bring it in and
whatever. I was just like, it's probably under warranty. I'm like, they'll fix it. They'll put one in there.
Yeah.
Lifetime warranty.
I do remember.
Because it was, but.
thinking, why is it taking so long to put a diamond, a little diamond back in the ring? And he said, well, they had to ship it to the cities and all this stuff. And I was like, that's weird, but whatever.
Young, but he's definitely not proposing. Yeah, exactly. So and then, everyone says he's not proposing this weekend.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. So that was pretty tricky on your part. That was pretty cool.
That's smart.
Yeah,
that's smart.
And so, my mom was like, you know, that's your promise ring. And I'm like, oh my God, it is. it was a lot. It was cool. I'd say your proposal was an A++.
Especially to have had, so many, gangsters in your back pocket that were like, really? Yeah. Don't be crazy. He's not proposing.
And the only reason he didn't really tell my dad is he was worried my dad would spill the beans.
Yeah, your dad's got a big mouth.
So does my
dad. He almost ruined the whole proposal anyway, trying to drag you away for tequila.
Yeah. So, that was that.
I love the alternate universe that happened where you and your dad, you were just like, screw it, let's go get tequila. And then Aaron's standing up there like, Raylene?
Yeah. Where are you? Yeah.
Okay, so you get engaged, you're crying. Everyone is like, woo, it's an uproar of how excited everyone is. And then back to partying?
Oh, yeah. We got the tequila shots out.
Okay.
We partied. Okay. We celebrated. I called a couple of family members to tell them, the few that weren't there and that didn't know.
Yeah.
It was pretty much the following week we got to wedding planning. So we got engaged, and he didn't know this. He proposed to me on my grandpa's birthday.
Aww.
My grandpa had passed, so that was always, it just felt like another meant-to-be moment.
Yes.
Yeah, so we got engaged in September.
September 14th.
And we got married in October of 15.
Well, it was September 14th of 14,
Yeah.
And then
I was just a month and a year. But
yeah, October 3rd of 2015, we got married.
Okay, so wedding planning. A year is, to some people it's crunch time, to some people it's I don't want to take a whole year to plan a wedding. So do you feel like you got everything handled?
Yeah, I remember wanting to push it out 2 years, and he wanted to get it done. Because me being like, how are we going to afford a wedding?
Yeah.
And we both have split families, so we knew that
there's going to be a lot of people there.
We knew it was going to be
at least a lot of people invited.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a bigger wedding. I originally wanted to destination wedding, so I wouldn't have to invite people I don't want.
You invite them, and then you're like,
well, those family members that I don't even really know.
Yeah,
my mom's the youngest of seven. I've only met a couple of my cousins once or twice. It was silly, but we had it at the St. Cloud
Country Club.
We had the ceremony outside. Champ was our ring bearer. Spencer was there in a little tux, too.
Cute.
He was a groomsman. And then I would say our wedding was really fun.
Yeah.
To this day, people will still say they had a lot of fun at our wedding. Unless they're lying to us.
Well, people wouldn't.
We went through a lot of kegs of beer, so.
Yeah, we ended up, your dad bought an extra one or two?
I think one.
Wow.
We bought two, I think we went through three total, didn't we?
Yeah, well, my cousin Lindsay got married, 2 months before me? And she went through eight kegs.
Oh,
but that was on the range.
That's all range.
Oh, yeah.
That's all
range. So when he says three kegs, I'm like, that's really not that much.
But, no.
It is, but only half of them are rangers.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
But it was a good time, I would say.
Yeah.
So that would have been, that's 2015. Huxley is 5.
He was born in 2020.
So, okay. Yep. So you took a little bit of time to...
We did. Well, and that kind of goes back...
We didn't have ourselves together.
Yeah, that kind of goes back to what we wanted to do with our lives. He decided he wanted to be an electrician. We wanted him to get his license before we had a kid. And then I was a cosmetologist and realized I was kind of sick of people, which I will say my cosmetology clients were amazing. But I felt like there's more. I was meant for something else. And I always joked I wanted to be a stay-at-home dog mom with our champ.
Yeah.
But he told me I couldn't.
You still can't.
Yeah, I still wish that. And then I was I remember always kind of thinking about dog grooming. And then I had a family friend up on the range who did mobile.
Mm-hmm.
I started talking to her, and I was actually planning my mobile business before I even learned how to groom.
Okay, so you were planning a mobile dog grooming business.
Mm-hmm.
So how similar, different to to go from cosmetology to dog grooming? Do you feel like it's just simple?
Both.
Okay.
I know that's, because people have asked me this a lot. It's night and day, but at the same time, I find myself doing a lot of cosmetology techniques to the dog's hair.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you're a dog groomer than a cosmetologist, it would be a lot different.
Yeah.
You know, so I think the cosmetology background did help me a lot. But, yeah.
So you started doing that in...
17, I think.
Think I started the idea and planning in 16, and then I got my trailer January of 17.
Yep.
Because I'm going on 8 years this month. Wow.
Truly, having a small business is, that's your first baby.
Oh, especially, for sure.
I mean, the second baby, if you take Champ into consideration.
Yeah, yeah.
So you had Champ, then you had your business as your second baby. So then was this something like for you, Aaron? Are you like, okay, sure, go ahead. And then okay.
He was very supportive. I think he was more, let's do it.
Yeah.
More than I was. Because, I mean, it, you know.
No, starting... I regret decisions in my life.
I mean, you know, it's scary when you start a business. You know? You want to be successful.
Especially when you're like, okay, now I have to have a truck to haul the trailer.
Yeah.
And, like, outfit the trailer and, like, back up the trailer. And, like, the number of times that I've gotten, like, I've been backing up my little 5x8 and I'm like... I just can't do it, so I unhook it and, like, manually just shove it around.
Oh, because
it's
funny.
Like, this is so much easier than having to figure out how to wiggle it in.
You can just call me.
I think
do
we
it
should,
for free.
We should do what? Just, like, put me in really bad situations and be like, here, now you have to back up. I'm a one-trick pony. I can go forward, and then I can back it straight up. But anything else, and I'm just like, oh, my God, I can't do it.
So. Yeah. I will say...
We tried, and I gave up, and she just decided to learn
I
on her
just
own,
learned on my
that
own.
That was easier.
It was, because the way he would word things didn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
And so...
Isn't that our whole life?
True. But I will say, not to toot my own horn, I can back up that trailer pretty damn
well. Oh, after 8 years, that's...
Well, and I got to back up our driveway, which is a long driveway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I had to back up our old driveway, too, which was on a hill. So, that helped.
Yeah.
The trailer backing up, I guess.
Oof. Survive or not.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And if you lose it, there goes your whole business just right over into the ditch. So,
Or you just jackknife it.
Into the truck.
Yeah, into the truck and scratch
that? So you are extraordinaire at backing up your trailer. You've got this baby that you're having, that you're growing your business baby. Was it difficult when you started doing, like, you just walked onto the scene and you were like, here I am, I'm a mobile dog groomer. And then people were like, done, sign me up.
Yeah, it was very... Well, it was I was the first mobile in the area. And
so that definitely probably helped.
I think that helped a lot.
We spent the first summer really...
I did every
parade.
Hammering
every parade we could.
Yeah.
Every
did the Christmas
dog
parade.
Event. Yeah. I don't think I got a lot of clients out of the parade, but to this day, people be like, you were handing out dog treats in the parade 8 years ago. And I'm like, yes, that was me.
Was.
Yep. So, I mean, it
got
my
name out.
Out
there.
Yeah. And I love marketing. So That part was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to the point where I had to close my books because I booked out for the whole year. And I miss marketing. I miss it a lot, actually.
Yeah.
I always said if for some reason I stopped doing grooming, which I don't think I could ever do, I would market or something because that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So you're doing electrical stuff. You're doing the dog grooming. At what point did you sell the house, the first house?
When I was pregnant with Huxley, our first kid, I was, 8 months pregnant?
Yep.
When we moved into our new house.
Yeah, why not?
We tried to sell way before you were 8 months pregnant. But
I know. Well, it was kind of, I got pregnant, and then
we started realizing that this house probably was not going to be our forever house, I think.
Yeah.
And
even
we didn't
really
want to have our kids, because there was only one bedroom upstairs and one bedroom downstairs.
You know...
I think it was very hard thinking, we're not going to have a kid downstairs while we're upstairs. It was just kind of weird.
Yeah. He was more pushing buying a new house than I was.
Yeah.
I wanted to wait until after the baby came because I think I was already overwhelmed about having a baby.
Yeah.
But luckily, he didn't listen to me or just ignored me.
I think it was probably a
It was good because Huxley came. Well, we moved into our house November 19th.
Mm-hmm.
He came January 2020, and then it was... 2020.
Yeah. Oh my God, that would have been. Yeah,
we moved in right before the housing market went crazy.
Yes.
Yep.
We got a good deal on our house. Got a good interest rate. Like
If
we would have waited two more months, we'd probably still be in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
even though I do miss, like, that house was a block up from Benton Station, so that was a lot of fun. And our neighbors, we had amazing neighbors at our old house, which I like our neighbors at our new house, but we're like the youngest couple in this little country neighborhood we live in now.
Yeah, I think moving was, at that time, was maybe a lot for you, but I think in the end it was all probably
it was
for the best.
Yeah.
So then you've got brand new baby in the pandemic. What was that? Was that trying for your relationship? Were you able to still do dog grooming? I mean, electrical was, you have to do it no matter what, I would imagine. Yeah.
So I kind of had a mental breakdown, not necessarily because of a baby. He was an amazing baby. Now, toddler, he's crazy. But anyway, he was an amazing baby, but it was the fact, like, so I ended up having to go
early.
I had to take off of work a month early because I was having a little bit of complications, nothing too crazy. And then it was the shutdown, and the government said that mobile grooming couldn't. Grooming in general, and they couldn't separate the mobile.
Right. Right.
Even though that would have been ideal in that spot.
You would have been,
So I actually ended up having like an extra month or two off because I couldn't go back because of the shutdown.
Yeah.
So that was stressful because like that was an extra 3 months that I was not planning to not be working. Yeah. But in the long run, it.
Yeah, and as when you're survived. Self-employed, you don't get all those fancy benefits of
and I was,
being pregnant
I was,
and having maternity leave and all that jazz. So that was.
Yeah. I was. Too small of a business to really get a lot of help from anything. So, but we survived. We did it.
Yeah.
We did it.
We're still doing it day, day by day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you had Huxley in the pandemic and you have two boys. And how long after did you wait before you wanted to get pregnant again?
I knew I wanted them apart. Mm-hmm. But not 14 years apart,
right.
Like me and my brother. Right. We kind of just said, well, maybe when Huxley hits two, we'll start thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did, and then we kind of, I don't know, we kind of just woke up one day and was like, we're ready, kind of.
I guess, yeah.
Well, and him and his older brother are like 3.5 years apart. Sure. And he said he liked that age difference.
Yeah.
So... honestly, not necessarily planning it, but Huxley and Charlie are about 3.5 years apart. Yes. I mean, we didn't officially plan it that way, but that's just how it worked out.
Yeah.
So.
So do you notice between Huxley being kind of a pandemic baby and then Charlie not, do you notice a difference in, like, the way that they are? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yes and no. I mean, we did a lot of stuff. We did a lot of stuff with both of our kids, so.
Sure. We are those people that bring our kids everywhere.
Mm-hmm. We're not just staying at home and not living our lives because we had kids.
Like, yeah, like Huxley
was. We still do stuff. I mean.
A year and a half and we took him to Key West.
Yeah.
So, like, we bring our kids everywhere. But I will say, like, Huxley's developmental is a little different than what Charlie's was.
Sure. And that socialize.
And I do, I mean, as much as we try to socialize them in 2020, I think it probably would have been more beneficial if it wasn't 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then was Charlie as a kid, was he, like, as a baby, was the second one, like, night and day different too? No?
They were pretty similar, honestly. I mean...
we had great babies. Yeah. They both slept through the night at, like, a month old. Charlie was maybe like a month and a half, and I remember thinking, I can't do this. And then he starts sleeping through the night.
When we put them in their cribs, after the first few months.
Yeah, either in our room for like 4 or 5 months, and then.
But I mean, we never would get up in the middle of the night or anything like that.
So. Yeah. But no, we had great babies, but we make crazy toddlers. Oofta.
Well, Charlie's not even a toddler, and he's crazy.
He's a toddler. He's way different than Huxley. He's our I don't give a shit child. And I know that's how the second kid is, especially boy, but he truly.
Yeah, climb up on the roof and I'll jump off. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, he jumps off of everything.
Yep.
He's a year and a half and he's jumping off the couch and stuff.
That's when you tell him no, I mean, he'll glare at you and then he'll maybe cry. Or like Huxley, if you told him no, he would just cry.
His mind.
Yeah. And Charlie just does.
Yeah, Charlie will just glare at you and then he'll do it anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So we got that going for us.
So Charlie would be—he's a year and a half. So then you've got the 5-year-old, the year and a half old, and now you're just out, still doing the dog grooming, doing the electrical stuff, and you've been together for 13 years at this point. Married for, what, 8, something like that?
It'd be 10 in October.
10. We're finally taking our honeymoon.
Oh, where are you going?
Aruba.
Okay.
But I planned it during hurricane season, so cross your fingers for us.
Yeah, yeah, that you'll make it out of Aruba in hurricane season.
Yeah, because, we got married pretty young and poor.
Yeah.
So We're finally doing our honeymoon.
We're old and poor.
Yeah.
But then going on a honeymoon. So mm-hmm. are you taking the kids with them too? Or are you?
Oh, God,
no.
No, this will be our first trip
together
on an airplane, just him and I.
Wow.
All the other trips we had Huxley or it was camping trips with camping. You know, we've never been summer with us. It's about time.
We did when we were obviously before kids and stuff, but.
What?
We went places before we had kids. I mean, not like on a plane, but.
No, we went camping. Like up north.
Yeah.
Or hotels, jeez. We're just not civilized at all. Just out in the woods banging sticks together. Like, Jesus.
So, to have been together for, married for 10 years, together for almost 13, what is it that you, like, every day you get up and you're like, yep, you again. It was the red truck that brought you in, but what keeps you there? Other than kids.
I mean, definitely the kids. Yeah. I would say, and I know this is corny, but he truly is my best friend. Not just my husband, but my best friend. He supports me in everything I do, and especially with the business. He's my maintenance man.
Oh, I call, and you can't find one of those.
No, I call him at least once a week crying about something.
Yeah. Once a week? Once a day? Christ.
No, I would say, like, yeah, and we're just very open. And I mean, like, every marriage, communication can always be better, but I feel like we're pretty open and we...
I think we complement each other well.
Yeah, and in our case, opposites do attract a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty, I'm the...
You got crazy and not crazy.
Yeah, like our song is She's My Kind of Crazy by...
Brantley Gilbert?
Yep, because I am.
Yeah. Yep.
And I know I am, and I think that helps too. But he can be crazy too.
One of us has to be stable.
So what keeps you waking up every day next to old Raylene over here?
Mm-hmm.
I think I just know that she's going to always be there for me. I mean, I don't know. I'm always there helping her, but I think in the back of my mind, I know that if I ever have something, she's always there.
Yeah.
She'd always be there right behind me to help me with something or be there for me. So
back up the trailer for you.
And, yeah, things like that. Yeah.
Well, the other day you had to do it because it was icy, and I was like, I give up.
She gets like 3 tries, and then she's just like, I'm done.
Yeah. No, well, it's because he's just in there watching me. And then
which makes it worse.
Yes, it does. Yes. And then I'm like, you do it.
I don't know what she expects when I'm home before her, and she's backing up the driveway. Like, I don't know. It's like I'm outside shoveling the driveway and she's backing up and she's like, you're watching me. I'm like, oh, yeah, what do you want me to do? I'm waiting for you to park. It's like I can finish shoveling. Like,
The number of times that I've had to like parallel park right outside the building or whatever, and it's like if there's nobody there and it's just like boom, boom, boom in, and you're just like, man, I wish someone was watching. And then the second someone's watching, you're like, which does R mean reverse? I don't. So stupid.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. Mm-hmm. The Johnsons, that's what keeps you guys going. It's just being each other's kind of crazy.
Yeah, our motto is go big or go home. We always have to do things big, too. Like moving when you're 8 months pregnant.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And then just starting a business right after you got married, and you're like, let's just start a mobile dog grooming business. Yeah. Why not?
Things always work out, though.
It has. That's one thing he's taught me is, like, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to work out.
Shit can hit the fan, but it's still going to work out.
Yeah. You've taught me that. Because I am the person that's like...
Ramps up and ramps up and ramps up. Yep. And you have to have that chill person in the background who's just like, yeah, you were wasted at the party. I was in the corner watching. It's just, it's fine. I got you. I'm here.
Yep. That's pretty much our marriage. Life story. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you're out doing whatever, and I'm just here to clean up the mess. It's fine.
Yep.
Well, I love it. Thanks so much for being on the podcast. Does this fulfill all of your podcast dreams?
Yes, I'm so excited. This is a check off the bucket list.
Well, I love it, and I can't wait to listen to your dog grooming podcast after when you finally start that.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out.
Well, thanks so much, you guys. Appreciate having you here.
Yeah, thanks for
having me. I especially like seeing couples who have, like, to have been together for 10 years and to have young kids, or been together for 13 years, married for 10, have young kids, and having the third child of a business is definitely something that is, like, when you have all of those things individually, to have met young, to be married, all of these things, it almost feels like you've got every opportunity to really just like, no, I don't want to come on the podcast. I really don't like him, you know, like whatever. But to still like be in love with each other and to be doing it through, yeah, the kids are crazy. We're just doing it. Yeah, you've got this crazy dog grooming business. We're doing it, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's really refreshing to see that you guys are just continue to kind of turn towards each other. So
we're just getting through it, right?
Yeah.
One step at a time.
Where was it? Surviving, not thriving.
Yep, surviving, not thriving.
Yep, yep, for now. Then it'll the tables will turn.
Yes, yes.
Well, thanks so much for being here, you guys.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Love Story Podcast. You can subscribe to the show, and you can follow us at the Love Story Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Do you think you have a love story for the ages? Do you think you have a love story that's like a meet cute? Or maybe you just have a regular old love story, but you guys have been together for so long that you don't even remember how you met? We would love to have you on the Love Story Podcast to tell your story. Every love story is unique. Every love story is special. And whether you think you've got a cool story, a funny story, or just a heartwarming story, or just a story of the everyday, regular old love, that's the kind of stuff we want to hear. Reach out at info@lovestoryweddingshow.com and we will schedule a time to get you featured on the Love Couch. If you're not local, we have the capabilities of doing it digitally as well. So don't forget to reach out, info@lovestoryweddingshow.com, or head to the show notes.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline Beutler, owner and CEO of Aesthetic Events. What sets us apart from other event companies is we don't just handle the decorating and the day of coordination, but we also manage everything from setting up your venue to your vendors. So we contract everyone from your musicians, your florists, your photographers, with your event schedule. So everything from your invitations to your itinerary, groom's dinner, family meetings, and coordination of transportation, and any other unexpected tasks that come up. So you can focus on what truly matters, celebrating the magic of your wedding day. Let Aesthetic Events make your big day truly unforgettable.